Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. What's up? Top three.
Well,
man,
it's time. It's time for the VFN Torch Top Three. And the first one that we want to talk about today, you know, I say over 1,000. We're like over 1,200 highlights now on the Torch.
Wow.
And climbing. But the first one I want to share with you is, will God forgive you dealing with unforgiveness? And this is a great highlight because we talked about whether God will forgive you if you refuse to forgive someone else. And we share out of Matthew 18, verses 21 through 35.
Does it say what man says, or does it say what Jesus said?
Right. Well,
Yeah.
That's right.
I asked the minister recently, I said, well, how come they didn't say so-and-so? They said he wouldn't have no more ministry friends left.
And that's all.
Wow.
Well, we continue to share that. Remember, there was a king who forgave one of his subjects a huge debt that, of course, he could never pay in his lifetime. His children's lifetime, it was, you know, insurmountable.
Right.
And he was forgiven. It was like maybe equivalent to millions of dollars, right? But the same man who was completely free from this debt, later some other men saw him and that he was actually choking out somebody that owed him about $20.
Yeah.
And that wasn't good because, of course, they told the king, right? And the word says that we'll be tortured. We'll be tortured if we don't forgive from our heart.
And tormented,
right.
This is what God will do to you.
Yeah. And that's why many people are experiencing torture today in their bodies and their emotions and their relationships, because they have refused. They refuse to forgive someone who has done them wrong. In fact, you know, part of the Lord's Prayer is, Lord, forgive me as I forgive my debtors. So it's like, if we're not forgiving our debtors, we're saying, Lord, then don't forgive me of my sins. That is not a good place to be. It's better just to let go and forgive them.
Right.
So that, you know, you can receive God's forgiveness and you're not going to be
tormented. So the best thing somebody could do to their enemy is say, hey, don't you dare forgive me.
Yeah. No, because you're supposed to bless and love them, but
I'm just playing.
I know you are. The second highlight I want to share is
reading God. What Pat wrote me.
Oh, is that second highlight we want to share is God weighs the heart, and it's a moment of wisdom out of Proverbs 21:20. But we share how God weighs our heart, and because of this, you know, we're totally dependent upon the Lord. We need humility, which is defined as total dependency upon God and respect for other people. And the truth is that God resists the proud. And it just seems like people, they ignore that scripture, not aware of that scripture. It's like, do you understand that if we move in pride, God is resisting you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that alone should like be motivation to be like, I got to get the pride out of my life. Got to get the pride out of my life. And the truth is that God puts everything on the scale. And it's important not to be overly confident, right, in ourselves. But Jesus said, blessed is those who are poor in spirit. And it's just time to look at our, you know, be aware of our intentions, our motives, because God sees and knows everything, because he absolutely is in control, and he weighs our heart. He knows and sees it all. And the last one I want to share with you today is, a gossip separates close friends. And again, this was another moment of wisdom, so powerful. But a perverse man stirs up dissension, and gossip separates close friends, is what Proverbs 16:28 says. And perverse is defined as showing deliberate and obstinate to behave in a way that is unreasonable. And a gossip is one that separates close friends. I mean, it's sad. It's a sad reality. But so often, you know, this sin is repeated and repeated and repeated. And it comes from basically a sinful heart. I mean, gossips fail to deal with their hearts. They have no hope in trying to tame their tongue, as James speaks of. And so, you know, we've said before that a gossip is something that you would say behind someone's back that you wouldn't say in front of their face. And before you know it, you're sharing something you're sharing something that you shouldn't have shared. And the person who heard it has to contend with what was just shared with them. It's the word of God says it goes down like choice morsels. And so they have to quickly prompt the, you know, and get it out of their system and share it with somebody else.
Right.
Well, this is a horrible, horrible thing.
And you can feel it too. You can just feel it's like, what did you just do to me? Why didn't you just say that to me? Why didn't you tell me that?
Mm. Yeah.
You can feel it. It's a whole nother, you know, somebody's telling you something they had no business whatsoever telling you that. And you know, you just feel it.
Yeah.
It's like, and you got to watch out for that stuff. You got to deal with it. You got to listen. You got to go there and listen to this particular one on the top three.
No doubt, it's
just deadly. It's just deadly,
yeah.
And it divides. It divides close friends.
And a good rule of thumb is that if someone doesn't have authority in that person's life, they don't even know that information. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good rule of thumb. If that person doesn't have authority to deal with it, whether it's a parent or you know what have you, they shouldn't have that information. Not everything needs to be told and shared. These are the top three. I want to encourage you to make sure that you go and watch them, listen to them, and share with a friend.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.